Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jill. How did it happen?
Some over-enthusiastic gardening, I'm afraid.
Oh, poor Christine. Now, she does suffer with her back.
Yes. She said when she rang, she knew she was overdoing it, but she did want to lift the last of her Michaelmas daisies.
Has she seen the doctor?
No point, Alan. She knows what to do. Rest and take the painkillers. But she's certainly not up to standing in the damp grass on Lake Hill with the sun not quite up.
Of course not. So, you've had to come on your own?
Yes. But that's all right. It's going to be a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is.
It's wonderful watching the dawn. The village all spread out. All the trees and hedges greening up.
He loved this view, didn't he?
Yes.
I remember Phil telling me. Best view in the world, he said.
Hmm.
And Easter Sunday morning. He loved that too.
Yes. It was always a day of hope and joy for him.
That is for you and all of us.
Yes. Alan, you go. We've got to start.
Oh, we're all right here for a moment.
No, we'll miss the sunrise.
Well...
Please, go on.
All right then. I'll see you afterwards.
Hmm.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A very happy Easter day to you all.
Pip. Can I share your hymn sheet?
Sing
of course,
our first
darling.
Hymn, Thine Be the Glory, as we watch the sun rise on this beautiful morning.
Thine be the glory, risen conquering sun. Endless is the victory,
thou art. Oh, you've done it all.
I thought I'd better get on. I wasn't expecting you to finish milking for another half hour.
No, nor me. Dad's finishing off. So, is there really nothing for me to do till the hungry customers start arriving?
Nope.
Oh, Bren. Thank you.
That's okay. Oh, you could put a new box of tea stirrers out, Tom, if you want to help.
I think I can manage that. Dad was telling me about Jazza.
Oh, what's he done now?
Well, you know he had his 50 quid off me and Ed straight after the talent show.
Yeah, I didn't trust you not to wriggle out of it.
I thought that was all he was interested in. But there's been all sorts going on about his prize.
The hamper, the organic stuff.
Yeah. He went round on Friday and got it.
Your mum had taken such trouble. It looked beautiful, that Bridge Farm produce.
Yeah, I know. But Jazz takes it straight round to Mr. Pullen and tries to swap it for his prize.
Which was, dinner at Grey Gables?
Dinner for two.
What a cheek! Poor Mr. Pullen.
Well, he's not daft. He said there was no way one person could get through all that food before it went off.
Good for him.
So Jazz had to take it back to Meadow Rise.
Great. His mum must have been pleased.
Except she's gone away for Easter. And as far as Stew's concerned, five a day means pints.
Oh, right. But there must have been something they liked.
Well, they managed to hack the potatoes into chips, apparently, and fry them up with the sausages. And wolf the ice cream, of course. But the rest, Jazza took back yesterday.
No.
Asked if he could swap it for more of the same.
Oh.
No. Mum wasn't having any of it. Oh. Took him into the kitchen for a lesson in how to clean a leek. He was not impressed.
Well, that's always nice to see you, Pip. But the dawn service, I am impressed.
Yes, me too.
Well, I got woken up, didn't I, by Josh crashing around.
What was he doing up so early?
Oh, it's because of... He's got a deal with Mum, hasn't he, Gran?
Yes, that's right. He's helping with the milking this holiday.
Is he?
So I got up anyway, and Mum reminded me about Lakey Hill and said Auntie Christine wasn't going, so... I decided to come and keep Gran company.
I'm very glad you did. It's lovely of you.
It was perfect timing, eh, Jill?
Yes.
Well, I'd better mingle a bit before I have to get off to Durrington. Looks like there's plenty more breakfast if anyone wants some.
No thanks, Alan.
Oh, nor me. Usha gave me a massive helping to start with.
Yeah, she's in her element behind that servery. Her inner Auntie Satcher comes out when there's people to feed.
I think she's just happy to have you back under the same roof again.
Yeah, I know she told Mum she couldn't wait.
Oh, don't. I feel really bad about it now.
Oh, Alan. But you've raised such a fantastic amount of money, over £2,000.
Well, people have been so generous. Most of them even gave me the bonus for completing the whole thing when I didn't.
Go on, you still deserve it. All that snow in February.
I didn't think when I dreamt up the whole Lent in a tent idea it was actually a penance for Usha as well.
Well, you'll just have to make it up to her.
Oh, don't worry, she's made that very plain. And I will as soon as things quieten down. So if Josh is doing the milking, what's that leave for you to do over the holidays then?
Oh, plenty.
Got to start your revision, haven't you?
Yes, thanks, Gran. And there's the coursework for my environmental studies diploma.
And she's got herself a job at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, I'm working all today and tomorrow for the Easter fair. In fact, I'd better get going.
There you are. There's ketchup and mustard there if you want. Thanks a lot.
You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd almost say you were enjoying this.
What do you mean?
Well, I know it's not your ideal way of spending your Easter weekend, doling out hot dogs and burgers.
To be honest, Tom, I'm glad to have something to do.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Bren.
Well, it's nice to feel needed.
Oh, I need you, all right. Oh, sorry.
Hiya. Sorry to interrupt.
You haven't met Jude. This is Tom.
Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
And Brenda, his fiancée.
Hi.
Hello.
So, are you two after something to eat, or have you just come to say hi?
No, your stuff comes highly recommended.
By me?
I should hope so too. Well, there's burgers, Brookfield beef of course, or organic sausages.
I'll go for a burger, please. You can tell your dad, Fizz, that'll please him.
Just the one?
Yes, thanks, I had a huge breakfast.
Okay, right.
Anything to drink?
Coffee, please. Large white.
Okay.
Onions?
No, thanks.
There you are then. And... $5.75, please.
Oh, I'll take it, Jude.
Thanks. There you go.
Thank you.
And your coffee.
Thanks. Well, good to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye. I didn't know it was that Jude.
What Jude?
I know him.
Do you? How?
Well, he is our age, Tom.
He wasn't at school with us.
No, he went to private school, I think. But I used to go to this drama group when I was about 17, and he was in it. For a bit, anyway. I snogged him once at a cast party.
Oh, did you?
He obviously doesn't remember me.
Well, you've changed a fair bit since then.
He hasn't.
Hmm. That was seriously good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I told you Tom's burgers are tasty.
How long's your break?
10 minutes yet.
Great. Because I've got the most amazing news.
Yeah?
We're going on holiday.
What?
Well, I told you Stevie'd been looking into festivals, Croatia and places.
Yeah.
Well, even better. He's found this amazing deal for next week, and he's invited us along.
Next week?
A cottage in Newquay. How perfect is that?
Newquay.
So, pack your wetsuit. We go on Saturday. Just you, me, and the lads. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
So, how will it work? I mean, how will we get there?
Oh, we'll have to take a couple of cars, because of all the gear.
Gear?
Yeah, the boards and the wetsuits and everything.
Right. I don't actually have a wetsuit.
Well, that's no problem. You can hire one when you get down there. Have you surfed before?
No.
Well, that doesn't matter. You'll soon pick it up. We'll book you a couple of lessons, and I can teach you the rest.
Right. And this cottage, what will it cost?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
No. And what about food? I mean, we'll have a kitty?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. For the odd box of muesli, tea, coffee, that kind of stuff. Most of the time we'll eat out.
Right. Great.
There's so many fantastic places to eat down there. So, am I brilliant or what?
Yeah, you're brilliant.
Here's a glass of wine for you.
Oh, thanks.
What are you doing? Oh, no. Not job sites, not tonight.
I just thought I'd have a quick look.
Bren, you've been working all day.
Yeah, and yesterday, and setting up for Lower Loxley on Friday. We're there again tomorrow, and I haven't looked since last week.
There won't be anything new posted up over Easter, will there?
You never know. Maybe not in Ambridge, Tom, but there's a 24-hour society out there.
OK. I'll tell you what, I'll make some supper in a bit.
Oh, I'm not that hungry. There's something about being around food all day.
You've got to have something. How about I cook my famous spaghetti carbonara?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Later. I need to have a shower first. Maybe when I've got the smell of burgers and sausages out of my... Oh, my... Huh.
What?
Look. Look at that.
Junior Account Executive, Public Relations Agency.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, sounds great.
Tom, it's perfect. Highly motivated self-starter, check. Educated to degree level, check. Some experience desirable.
Check. Well, you'd better apply then.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll have to get on with it. The closing date's Friday.
That's a bit soon.
I know, but... Yeah, if you read what they say back here, it's a 12-month contract, see?
Yeah?
I bet what's happened is they've won some account and they need an extra person to get going on it.
Right.
And if it's only for 12 months to start with, we could handle that, couldn't we?
Handle what?
The travelling.
What travelling?
To Leicester. It's where it is. The site's for the whole country.
Leicester?
It could have been Edinburgh. I mean, how long would it take to commute? Like an hour, maybe? An hour and a half?
An hour and a half minimum. Could be two. It's not the easiest journey, and of course it depends which side of Leicester it's on.
Yeah, but that's not too bad. People do worse commutes in and out of London and think nothing of it.
In London? Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Across London, for that matter.
Yeah, true. Anyway, you've got to go for it, obviously.
Obviously.
Let's have another look. Ah, it says 3 months probation, so if you really couldn't hack it...
No, that's more for them to chuck me out, not for me to chuck it in. No, if I got it, I'd make it work.
Yeah, of course you would.
If the travelling got too much, or in the winter, say, I could always find a place to stay over in the week and come home at weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
Oh, this is so exciting. Something decent at last.
Yeah.
It's quite a long application form. This is going to take some work.
Right.
Sorry, Tom, I'd really like to get on with it.
Yeah, sure. Of course you would. I'll go to the pub then, shall I?
You're not telling me they're not up yet. That's nearly dinner time.
Oh, Neil, don't exaggerate. It's 11:30.
Well, I'm starving. If you'd been out with the pigs since breakfast...
Have a biscuit then, or a hot cross bun. And if you're putting the kettle on, I'll have a coffee, please.
All right, Joe. I do think they're pushing it a bit, Susan. Hmm? They've been shut up in his room since yesterday.
Alice and Christopher don't see that much of each other in term time. You can't blame them for wanting some quality time together when she's out.
Oh, quality time? Is that what it's called?
Oh, shush. They're in love. And don't you go saying anything. I'm only too happy for Alice to spend as much time round here as she likes. They're not doing you any harm.
Oh, I'm only thinking of you. You went to all that trouble to get Lisanne to cover the shop so you could have today off. You're not seeing anything of him.
No, it's nice to see him so happy. And anyway, right now I've got plenty to do with this.
Is that your training notes?
Yeah. And these are the handouts I've done for the volunteers.
You have been thorough.
No, I'm not assuming anything. Most of these people have never been on the other side of a shop counter. It's a good job the till works out how much change to give, that's all I can say. Sabrina Thwaite can only count up to 10.
Oh, Susan.
And that's only when she's checking her manicure.
Well, you've done a great job, love.
Thank you. And I'm a week early giving it in.
Well, I hope you get some thanks for it. What the...
Oh, listen.
What are they doing up there? They'll have the ceiling down.
It's not funny, Alice.
No.
Oh, my knee.
It was a good job, that's all that's hurt.
Too right.
I'll come back to bed and I'll rub it better.
Actually, now I think about it, I might be injured other places as well.
There's a surprise. You shouldn't be so much of an athlete, should you?
Well, you shouldn't encourage me.
Is everything all right, you two?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Yes, thanks, Mum.
Can I come in, then?
No.
Oh, where's my top?
Hang on. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Morning.
Hi, Susan.
We gathered you were awake. Now, are you coming down for breakfast, or shall I bring some up?
I'm going to Lower Loxley now, Mum. Okay, I'm off to check the ewes.
Right. Can I have a word before you do?
Sure. Just the one?
Not really. Some of Jude's friends are going on holiday next week.
Oh, that's nice.
And we've been invited.
I see. Where are they going?
It's only Newquay, not abroad or anything. They've got a cottage. Oh, Mum, I really want to go.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I wanted to check it with you first.
Well, I appreciate that. But the thing is, Pip, well, it's not the only thing, but what about college?
What about it? We don't go back till the 19th.
I mean, what about your work? There's your exams coming up.
I can take my revision with me.
Well, maybe, but what about your diploma, the coursework? You're doing a species count on our pastures. You can't take them with you.
Well, so I'll get on with it this week.
But you're at Lower Loxley half the time, and you've only just taken the job. You'd be dropping Elizabeth right in it next week if you're not around.
I'm sure we can work something out. It's this week that's the really busy one, and I'm here for that.
Pip,
oh, please, Mum. Jude's really looking forward to it.
I'm sure he is, but it's easy for him. His college course doesn't seem that demanding.
I promise I'll get on with it this week. I've done loads of music and my teacher's been really pleased with it.
Well,
and I'll talk to Elizabeth. She really likes Jude. I'm sure she'll understand.
Even if she does, I can't see how much of a holiday it'd be for you if it's you and a bunch of lads. I mean, who are they all anyway?
Jude's friends, I told you. Stevie, I've met him, and Jez and Marco, they're on the same course.
And are you sure you're not just being asked along to do the cooking?
Thanks very much. No, I'm not. Guys these days aren't like Dad. Never boil an egg.
What do you mean?
Anyway, Jude says we'll eat out most of the time.
Or will you?
Yeah, so with that and the surfing.
Surfing?
Of course. What else do people go to Newquay for? Anyway, I'd have to hire a wetsuit and have a couple of lessons, so I'd have to ask you and Dad for a bit of a loan.
You want us to pay?
No, I said loan, and I'll pay you back out of my wages.
Oh, Pip.
Please, Mum. Look, please. This is really important to me.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, look, I'll talk to your Dad.
Okay. But please, will you tell him how much I want to go and tell him that I'll be sensible? You know I will. And I'll fit my college work in this week, I promise.
All right. But I'm not promising anything.
You're not saying no, though.
I'll talk to your Dad.
But she's so sweet.
It's all very well, but she doesn't half get in the way.
It looks quite a nice day out there.
I'd rather be in here.
I might have to give Spearmint some exercise. Hey, what about Tom last night?
Yeah, he was pretty down.
Yeah, but I don't know why. Leicester's a lot nearer than Southampton.
It's a pig of a drive, though, all round Birmingham, and the ring road in Leicester's a nightmare.
Well, Brennan might not even get the job anyway. We're not to say anything, remember?
I won't.
If it comes to nothing, it's just embarrassing, isn't it?
It's okay, I'm not going to advertise it to Mum.
Ah, good.
No wonder she got so fed up about the shop. She's only there half the time. That's only half the gossip, isn't it?
Yeah. It won't be the same quality at the dairy.
Poor old her.
Yeah. Well, shall we make her day and get up then?
And then what? If you're going off for a ride...
Oh, I don't have to do that straight away. We can go to mine.
Oh, okay. Will your mum be all right about it?
Well, she'll have to be. At least she doesn't come barging in every 5 minutes.
True.
And it's bigger at Home Farm. We can keep out of their way.
No, Ruth. No. I haven't even finished telling you about it yet.
Well, is that going to make a difference? You're not saying you wanted to go?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I don't like the sound of any of it.
Well, there you are then.
The thing is, David, she's desperate to go. And if we're going to have any chance of making her see our point of view, we'll have to think about what we're going to say.
Well, it's not a problem. We'll just lay out calmly everything that makes it impossible.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't start by slagging off Jude. We all know what you think about him.
Well, honestly. She seriously expects us to let her swan off with that flake and his friends.
Well, at least she's asked us. She could have just taken off.
Ooh, glad to see her try.
To be honest, I'd be even more worried if it was just her and Jude. It might open her eyes a bit if she was to see him with his mates.
Yeah, and it might open her eyes to all sorts of things. What? Pip on her own with four much older lads? They'll be drinking and partying day and night, fooling about.
Yeah, I know.
If she had wanted to go on holiday with Jonathan, you know, on a young farmer's trip.
And not that they don't drink.
Yeah, but we knew them all, love. We knew their parents.
Yeah.
We hardly know Jude. We certainly don't know these others at all.
She's only met one of them.
Well, there you are then. And from what I do know of him, I do not like him. I mean, I simply do not trust him to look after her.
No, I don't either.
She's so besotted, if he said jump off a cliff, she'd do it. To be honest, I don't even trust him to drive her down there.
No. And I haven't told you about the money side of it.
What money?
Well.
Linda and Kathy have worked it all out. Mm-hmm. We've got 17 leaders, one a day, and three shifts a day, two volunteers a shift.
Hang on, Susan, slow down.
Two volunteers a shift, yeah. Except afternoons and Saturday mornings when I'll be in the post office.
So you're expected to cover the post office and the shop?
Well, to be fair, it's only what I do already, Neil.
Oh, I suppose so. And three shifts a day, you said?
Yeah, 7 to 11. Mm. They'll be marking up the papers for the first half hour. Mm. And then 11 till 3 and 3 till 7.
So, six volunteers a day?
No, only one when I'm there, I just said.
But surely you'll be there from about, what, 2 till half 5? So how's that going to... Oh, afternoon.
Yeah, Dad.
Oh, take no notice of him. Come and sit down, Alice. Have a cup of coffee.
Oh, no, it's all right, Susan. We're going to head off.
Oh, you're going somewhere nice.
Well, I want to get home, really.
Yeah, we're going to chill there for a couple of days.
Oh, whoa, we haven't driven you out.
No, not at all. You can have been kinder. It's just that, it helps Mum if I collect the riding course money and stuff and lend a hand with Rory. So.
Oh, aren't you good?
It's not much to ask.
Right, see you then, Mum. Dad.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, isn't it, Neil?
Oh, yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
Oh. Such nice manners.
Oh, I don't know.
What don't you know?
Well, it wasn't like this in our day. They don't know they're born.
So, the cafe's been busy.
Yeah, but never mind that. Have you talked about it?
The holiday? Yes, we have.
And?
I'm sorry, Pip. The answer's no.
Here we go. I hope you're not going to say it's because you don't know Jude, because that is your own
fault. Let's leave Jude out of it.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to?
Look, it's not about who you go with.
No!
Pip, think about it. Whoever it was with, it's hardly the best timing, is it?
No, you've got exams in a few weeks. You want to do well in them and do yourself justice. If you take next week out, you're only putting yourself under pressure.
That is my choice! And I've said I'll take work with me.
Oh, come on, love. You know very well. Once you're there, the last thing you want to think about is college work.
And then there's your coursework.
I've thought about this. I can get on with it this week.
But you're committed to Laura Loxley.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't just walk off and leave Elizabeth high and dry.
You are such a hypocrite. Oh. You don't half twist things, Dad. You didn't even want me to get that job in the first place.
That's beside the point.
No, that is the point. You just won't see that I can sort my own life out and treat me like a grown-up.
Yeah, not so grown-up that you haven't got to ask us for the money, and we're certainly not happy about that.
I knew this would happen. After I asked you nicely and everything, Mum.
I know you did, and like I said, we appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, it doesn't matter, because I'm going anyway.
With what?
With the money Grandad left me.
Dad's? You haven't even got it yet.
Grandad Solly's.
Oh, Pip!
Pip, that money is intended for your future, not for frittering away on some madcap last-minute holiday.
Yeah, who says? You?
Well, turf.
Pip. And don't look all sad, Mum. You're forcing me to do this.
Now what?
Well, she's not going, Ruth.
You reckon?
I'll see to it. Talk to her again. She's staying here.
There's your coffee, Lillian.
Oh, thanks, darling. What's the racket? Brian playing his latest Lady Gaga CD?
No. I've got Alice and Christopher in residence.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, no, it's not. They arrived yesterday, made bacon sandwiches, left crumbs all over the worktop and the Arga lid up, disappeared upstairs. We haven't seen them since, except to raid the fridge.
Come on, Jenny, what do you expect? You remember what it was like at that age?
Well, I don't remember Mum and Dad letting us stay in our bedrooms all day with our boyfriends, do you? Well,
times have changed, darling, and thank goodness. They deserve a bit of privacy.
A bit? Well, it's not setting Rory a very good example.
Oh, he doesn't take any notice. He and Ben are quiet enough anyway. Are they in his room?
Oh, yes. Ought to go up and check on them, really. See what they're getting up to. Well, I will in a minute. Oh, tell me about this chap who's coming to see you.
Sorry?
Well, you said on the phone something to do with Matt's release and this curfew thing he'll be under.
Yeah, that. Someone from the probation service has got to come and check the house.
What for? A secret passage connecting it with a ball or a bank vault?
Yeah, well, that's what I wonder, but it's much more prosaic.
Oh.
They have to fit a box by the phone. It's a sort of alarm for the tag.
And if he breaks his curfew, it goes off?
It alerts security, I suppose. So that's going to be very jolly.
Yes. Well, how strict is this curfew? I mean, has he literally got to be inside the house? Can't even go into the garden. I mean, what if it's a nice evening and you want to sit outside?
I've got to ask the guy all this when he comes. Being in the house from 7 till 7 sounds all right until you start to think of things like that.
Yes. I mean, you're already sacrificing your social life and it will be summer after all.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Lillian.
Oh, Alice.
Hello, darling. Hey, well, I like your gym jams.
Oh, thank you. Chris got them for me. Right, now juice.
Now, never mind that. Are you proposing to get dressed at all today?
Mum.
Well, it's a reasonable question.
Oh, can't we get any peace anywhere? Chris had to work really hard to get some time off. He did Friday and Saturday and half of Sunday. He deserves a rest.
And I wouldn't mind a rest myself. It is Easter. I thought perhaps you and he could go up to the lake and the riding course and collect the money for me.
Yeah, OK, Mum, later. I've got to take Spearmint out today. Anyway.
It needs doing this morning, really.
Can we have these muffins?
What?
Well, you don't mind if you have something to eat.
No, of course not. But, oh, get a plate for them, will you?
I'll take the tin.
Oh, Alice. Oh,
you can understand why Chris and I want a bit of time together, can't you, Lillian?
Of course I can, darling.
See, Mum?
Yeah, well, she's not the one putting up with it. And I want you up and dressed by lunchtime anyway. Your gran's coming and it'll be nice for her to see you.
Okay, we'll be up by then.
Good.
Let's see you. Oh, sorry, I can't shut the door.
Well, can you turn the music down a bit? Or preferably off?
That's what Zoe said, but I can't, Izzy. I mean, I can't just go. I haven't got the money, and I'm not asking Jude to pay. Oh, I've been awake all night. Yeah, I thought I could, but I looked online and I can't touch it till I'm 18. No wonder Dad was so deathly calm. He knew all the time that I couldn't get at it. Jude's going to be so disappointed. I don't know. We'll just have to hang out at his place, I suppose, when Mum and Dad aren't standing over me making sure I'm revising. Oh, how am I going to tell him? I'm spoiling his holiday as well. Oh, parents.
I mean, left yours thinking we'd get more privacy here. It's just as bad.
I'm back at work tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Oh, we're going to have to get up and see Gran, though. I'll probably have to sit through lunch as well.
That's okay. Don't mind your gran.
And Lillian too, I suppose.
Lillian's cool. We can always talk about horses.
Yeah, but... I'm sorry, Chris.
Hey, it's fine. At least we got a bit of peace in here.
Yeah. Oh, what? Oh, for heaven's sake.
That's so frustrating.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you've got your own place. But it's like 100 miles away.
Chris, you're a genius.
Am I?
Yep, come on. We're getting up.
But stay in the garden, Rory. And don't go near the yard. And keep away from the pool as well. They're better off outside anyway.
You were right. The talent show made quite an impression on him.
I'm certainly cursing Ghostbusters now. And if he's not doing that, he's leaping around being Nathan Booth as Michael Jackson.
What a ghastly thought that is.
Yes. Still, at least he seems to have forced Alice and Christopher to get up. Anyway, I've been thinking, Lillian, about our day out in London, you know, what we said last week.
Oh, yeah.
As you had such a nice time when you went down to see James, let's fix a day for us to go. The two of us.
Well, we could, but like I said, aren't you awfully busy with the riding? And there's the fishing to keep an eye on, and there's Rory, of course.
Well, not that busy. Well, if you don't want to, fine. I just thought it'd fill in some time for you before Matt comes out.
Very sweet of you, Jenny, but if he's approved for tagging, it may not be that long.
Well, how soon then?
Well, nothing's confirmed yet, but I mean, they won't say anything definite till they've done all the checks. Oh, that's mine.
Well, it could be him.
It could be.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
Oh.
Well?
Look, I'll go outside, Jenny, then I can have a ciggy as well.
Oh, fine. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Mum.
Oh, there you are at last.
Good news. In fact, from your point of view, great news. Chris and I won't be cluttering up the house anymore. He's taken his stuff down to the car.
Oh.
We're moving into my cottage for the week.
Your what?
The cottage Dad gave me. Like the one he gave Kate, remember?
But it's...
And don't pretend it's got guests there, because I heard you ranting to Adam about the recession and how it wasn't booked out in Easter week.
But Alice...
I know it's booked out next week. Don't worry, it's just for these few days.
Is it? Well, I don't know what your father will say.
Well, there's not much he can say. It is my cottage, Mum.
Well, I suppose.
It's only till changeover day on Saturday. We'll be out by then.
I really don't know,
and
Alice.
Before you ask, to show you how grateful we are, we'll be back here for lunch with Gran, OK?
I didn't know there was a reclamation yard at Webster Bridge.
Oh, you don't know your Borsetshire very well then, do you?
Obviously not.
I spotted the sign that first time I came up, filed it away for future use. And now I've got this job on that needs some fireplaces and a load of blue brick. I thought I'd see what they can do for me.
Well, it's a very happy coincidence, Paul.
Isn't it?
So when are you coming up?
I've arranged to see the guy who runs it late Friday morning, but it shouldn't take more than an hour for me to have a good look round and suss out what he's got and what he can get hold of.
Right. So,
I was hoping maybe we could meet up. Early afternoon?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Right. Shall I come over to Ambridge?
No. You don't want to do any more driving. Why don't we meet in Felpersham?
That's good for me.
Let me have a think about where, and I'll give you a ring.
Great. So, how have you been? Do you have a nice Easter?
Oh, well, quiet. You?
Nah, much the same. Seemed a bit flat, really.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Did you get to see Matt?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, and how was he?
Impatient. He can't wait to be out now.
But it's a few months yet, surely?
No, there's talk about letting him out early with a tag, you see.
Oh, right.
Oh, look, I'm going to have to go, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah, of course, sorry.
No, it's... Look, bye for now, anyway.
Yeah, bye. See you Friday.
Yeah, look forward to it. Bye.
Well, we'll see you at lunch, Lillian.
Oh, that'll be nice. Where are you off to now in such a hurry?
We're moving into my cottage.
Oh, is it free?
Yes, the other two are booked, but not that one.
Lucky or what? So you're going to hand over the keys then, Mum?
Right, here you are. But this is your responsibility now, Alice.
Oh, look, Chris, our own little house.
And own it till Saturday. And I expect you to look after it. And you'll have to do the beds,
and clean the place for the holiday guests, and I do mean clean. It's got to be absolutely spotless.
Yeah, it will be, Mum.
Bath, the loo, the kitchen, the lot. They're new people, the Franklins. They haven't been before, and I want them to have the right impression.
Mum, look, you can come and inspect it if you like. You won't know we've been there.
Well, I hope not.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Bye, then. I will see you later on.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Oh, honestly.
Oh, isn't it lovely to see them? The energy.
Yes, and meanwhile, I'm completely exhausted.
No, but life's so uncomplicated at that age. Oh. Everything's possible. No problem that can't be solved with a bit of lateral thinking.
They'll do anything to get their own way, you mean?
And what's wrong with that?
Well, ask any parent. I think you've forgotten what it's like. Anyway, how's Matt?
Sorry?
Oh, was Matt, wasn't it? You sounded pleased enough to hear him.
One lime and soda.
Thanks.
Just think, this time next week it won't be the bull, it'll be the smuggler's rest or the fisherman's arms or something.
Yeah.
Just lying on the beach, watching the sun dancing on the waves.
Jude, there's something I've got to tell you.
What? You've got your serious face on.
Yeah, that's because it is serious.
What is it?
I'm really sorry, but we aren't going to be able to go on holiday together.
No, how come?
It's... Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's all right. Tell me.
I've been thinking and thinking about it, trying to make it work, but what with my shifts at Lower Loxley...
You can't just skive?
No, I don't think I can. And it's not just that. I've got so much work for college. I mean, revision, and I'm actually quite behind with my diploma.
Oh, such a shame.
I know.
You really can't manage it?
No.
Really, really?
No, I'm so sorry, Jude. I feel terrible.
You mustn't.
You're being so good about it, but I do. I mean, spoiling it for you as well.
Well, it won't be the same without you, obviously.
Oh.
I'll miss you like crazy, but if you can't come,
no,
you can't.
I mean, yeah, I'll miss you too.
I should hope you will.
I really will.
Oh. Well, there's only one thing we can do.
What?
We're going to have to see lots and lots of each other this week, aren't we?
Yes. Oh, yes, please.
Good. Let's sort it then.
Is it too much? The scarf and the beads with his jacket.
Blimey, vehicle.
Tell you what. Here it is with just the necklace, right?
Yeah.
And here we are with the scarf as well. Mike?
Oh, I don't know, love. You need that Chinese fella, Gok Watsit,
you
know.
Maybe it's the beads that are too much and I'll be better off with just the scarf. Oh, I wish I'd been able to get hold of Brenda.
Oh, you've been trying.
All day. I wanted to practice my pitch on her. But she could have helped me with what to wear as well.
Is she not answering her phone? That's not like her.
Just go straight to voicemail.
Oh, she must be busy.
Yeah. I wondered if she'd got an interview or something.
Oh, not that I know of. Well, doesn't matter. You can practice your pitch on me.
Oh, love. You've heard it 100 times.
Well, I can hear it again. Hey, except this time, let's pretend you're at Grey Gables and I'm Ian.
Well, that's going to take a bit of imagining.
Oh, you reckon? Well, no. So, tell me about this veal of yours, Vicky. Bigorra, bigorra.
Stop it. You're making me laugh.
No, go on, go on. I'm listening, so I am, to be sure.
You're not making this easy. Well, yeah. Ian, I know you like promoting local, sustainably sourced food. In a few months' time, we're going to be able to offer you local, humanely reared veal. And I think that's something Grey Gables guests would really appreciate.
Something different.
Sorry?
Something different that Grey Gables guests... That's what you were going to say.
Oh, yes, something different.
Oh, you'll be fine,
love. Oh, I hope so. This has got to go well, Mike.
And it will. Hey, I'd buy veal off you. I'd buy anything off you.
Yeah, well, you might be the tiniest bit biased, eh?
What if I am? Oh, you don't need any more practice. Go on, off you go, eh? And good luck.
Oh, well, Kenton finally got back to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's told me where he did his licence in training, so I'll get on to them and put you on a course.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Hey, have you had a chance to think about a cover yet?
Not really. But now Easter's out of the way, I'll get a notice up this week.
Oh, great, because if we want to train someone up...
Yeah, I know. I thought we'd try and find someone for a couple of shifts a week till we go. And then as many as you need them for when me and Sid's away.
Brilliant.
Afternoon.
Hi. Jess, it is you, isn't it?
Can't really see behind all the...
No, because the lady loves...
Leeks? Well, it's different.
Exactly. Better than carnations for the garage.
What is this stuff?
It's a present, Fallon. For me to you.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
You're good. Okay. Rapeseed oil.
It's the prize for the talent show. So it's as much yours as mine.
Oh, right.
Well, you might have brought it a bit sooner. Oh, this yoghurt's well off.
Yeah.
Oh, yoghurt, it's after start, we.
Dada, there's healthy bacteria and there's... Ugh. Oh, and how long's all this been festering in the back of your van?
Let's think. Saturday?
Oh, Saturday? Oh, thanks, Jazz.
I'm sorry, it's doing it pat.
Pat?
Miserable mare wouldn't trade me for anything decent, you know, stuff you can actually eat. Then I go to the show and Helen's the same. Left me stuck with all this birdseed.
Sunflower seeds. Very good for you.
Yeah.
I've spent my life in a cage, swinging on a wee trapeze and talking to my own reflection.
Jazz, surely there's something in here that you could use.
No.
What about the shampoo? Oh, honey and thyme.
Don't. Tried it. Maybe smell well gay.
Oh, I think it smells lovely. Yeah, my hair could do with a wash. I'm going to try it.
I'll finish off for you if you like, Ed.
Oh, no thanks, Mike. You're all right.
I thought you might want to catch the end of George's party.
What, 6 5-year-olds racing around in our little place? You are joking.
I thought Emma was hoping to get him outside for most of the time.
Yeah, they're going to have to come in for their tea, aren't they? Anyway, it was meant to be over by 6.
Oh, I see.
One of Em's friends is going to stay and help. Mum's going to go round after work.
Ah, right.
Now, I'll do my bit on Saturday. We're taking George to the water park. Dad's going to look at the heifers. I'll be back to do the milking.
Well, if you're sure, because I can look in if not.
No, no, it'll be fine, thanks. George will have had enough by then.
And 6 still to carve, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, what's the plan, Mike?
Plan?
3 bull calves so far, counting the one that came yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, Sapphire can cope with them. But what if we get another 3?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about that.
Yeah? Yeah, well, you got another cow marked out for early retirement.
Well, Topsy's the lowest yielder.
It's a Topsy? She's got another good year in her and another calf.
Oh, come on, Ed. She didn't hold her first or second service, and she's always in the crush with some problem or other with her feet.
I reckon I'm on top of that now.
Oh, do you? Well, okay then, if not Topsy, you got any other ideas?
Yeah, tell Vicky enough's enough. And she's got away on 3 calves. If we get any more, they'll get the usual treatment.
You know that's not an option.
Who's running this, Mike? Us or her?
We've been through this, Ed. It's a partnership. We wouldn't have the extra cows without Vicky putting up the money.
Yeah, but this veal idea is just draining money out. It's a hiding to nothing.
You don't know that.
There's no market for
it. Give her a chance, can't you? She hasn't even started trying to sell it yet. She's only got her first appointment with Ian today.
Yeah, and I hope he tells her where to go.
Hey, do you mind? This is my wife you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike.
I should hope so. We went through all this last week. Joe's looking after the calves. It's no extra work for you.
No, just drop it, all right? I've said I'm sorry.
But they'll be out in pasture soon,
Mike,
anyway.
Please.
All right. But we still need another nurse cow for a bit, so you better have a think about which one you do want to use.
Hello? Mike?
I'm going to get off.
We're here, love.
Oh, good, and Ed too. Success!
What, with Ian?
Yes, he's all for it.
Oh, Vicky, wow!
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Fantastic! I knew you could do it.
Great.
So, the idea is, whoever we take on now can do more shifts when me and Sid are away.
Fair enough.
And Lillian says she'll be around if Fallon needs her.
I will be, you know.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Jazz.
Oh, I mean it.
Yeah, I know you do. You can't just step over the other side of the bar and start serving, you know. Much as it might seem a dream job to you.
I didn't even mean that. I meant, like, security and that.
Security?
I'm sorry with the troublemakers.
Well, we don't get troublemakers.
Probably because I'm in here so much. They know they've been name messing.
Right.
And another thing. We don't want Love's Young Dream taking up valuable drinking space.
Of course we do.
Look at them. Puts me off my pint, gazing into his eyes like that.
I think they're sweet.
No, they're no.
He's going away next week. So Pip was saying they want to spend as much time together as they can.
My heart bleeds for them.
He's into surfing, apparently, Jude.
Look, no, another one.
Another what?
Action Man. Like I've not got enough with Flash Harry.
Harry?
The Milko in the new round. Although he'd probably call it Dairy Operative.
Eh?
Oh, Distribution Associate, aye. That'd do it.
You know, sometimes, Jazz, I ain't got a clue what you're talking about.
Wait till you meet him.
Here we go. Get a whiff of that.
Oh. Oh, that's gorgeous, Fallon.
Yeah.
Aye. Suits you better than me, for sure.
Well, it's made my hair all shiny as well. Are you sure you don't want to change your mind, Jazz?
No, Ja.
Hey, Ben.
Hi,
Ed. Ed, you after a pint?
Oh, I'd love one, but I've got to get off home. Can I get a bottle of house wine, please, Fallon?
Yeah, sure, red or white?
Red, huh? I promised Emma. She's had George's party all afternoon.
Oh, wow. She'll need it then.
Yeah, and I've missed the shop, thanks to Vicky.
She was seeing Ian today, wasn't she?
Yeah, about the veal, Joe was saying.
Yeah, and can you believe he's only gone and said he'll take some?
Good for her.
Thanks, Jazz. She doesn't need encouraging.
There you go.
Ta.
Anyway, as Grandad would say, one swallow doesn't make a summer.
Oh, Ed. Give her a bit of credit.
I'm sorry, Jolene. She's going to need more than one customer if we're going to shift all that meat.
Your change.
Ta. Have a nice night, everyone.
Yeah.
Aye, we will.
Yeah, you too, Ed.
I'll try. Your hair looks nice, Fallon.
Oh.
What? What do I say?
The waistband was really starting to dig in.
Oh, whatever. You needn't have worried about your outfit. Certainly did the trick.
Oh, and what about my brilliant bitch?
Oh, that too, of course. Hey, here, I found a bottle of Carver left over from Christmas and stuck it in the fridge. Well, freezer, actually.
Oh, my.
Well, I should have thought this morning.
No, that would have been tempting fate.
Anyway, we can crack it open in a bit.
Lovely. Of course, the fact is, marketing's easy when you've got a brilliant product.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
So, tell me what Ian said, eh? He wants notice of when it's coming on stream.
Yeah, because him and Caroline discussed the menus about 6 weeks in advance. But he says October or November, the ideal time for putting veal on.
Oh, great.
Well, not quite. I wasn't going to say in front of Ed, but Ian's only interested in particular cuts.
Oh, right.
Mm, he's thinking of scallops for the restaurant and osso buco and liver, of course, for the bistro.
Yeah, I see. Won't touch the four-quarter meat, then.
No, he said he's got no use for it. Pie veal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's all right. If that's the story with all the restaurants, I'll just find a butcher or a pie maker to take it.
Oh, will you now?
Yes, proper old-fashioned veal and ham pie. It's a gap in the market, isn't it?
Yeah. Plenty of pork pies around, but
there you are, then. There's got to be someone interested in filling it.
Well, if there is, you're the person to find them.
Oh, I'm on a roll now, Mike. This has really got me all fired up.
Oh, you are brilliant. Oh, I knew you could make it work.
Oh, it's all with your support.
No nonsense, I told you before. You're a star.
You think that bottle's chilled enough yet?
Oh, let's risk it, eh? Yeah.
What's this?
Roy popped in while you were upstairs. Is some job Brenda's applying for.
Junior PR account executive. Very posh.
Yeah, well, this is why she hadn't been answering her phone. She's got her head down on the application form. Got to be in by Friday.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Seems she's got to write a whole piece on how she'd solve a particular PR problem as well.
Like what? Some footballer who's been playing away from home? Or some businessman on the fiddle?
No, no, nothing like that.
I've got one for her.
Hmm?
Selling Vicky's veal to Ed.
Oh, very good, yeah. Now, they've given her the brief, her local council environmental services or something.
Oh, that sounds hard.
Yeah, I think it's tough going. You know our Brenda, second best ain't good enough. It's got to be word perfect.
Leicester, though. I mean, that's a lot of travelling.
Yeah, I know, but She's got to go with her work, isn't she?
True. Well, I hope she gets it.
Yeah, be fantastic.
Then there'd be something else to celebrate.
Oh.
Morning.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, what time was it today?
About 5:30 again.
Brenda.
Sorry, did I wake you getting up?
No, not really. I mean, I heard you get out of bed, but...
I was trying to be quiet.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. I went back to sleep.
Good.
But you can't go on like this, Bren.
And I won't. Once I've sent off the application, I'm sure I'll go back to sleeping properly.
I hope so.
So it's only till tomorrow.
Good. Or you'll be knackered before you've even got the job. We both will.
Please, Tom, just bear with me.
I am doing. I am. I suppose you were thinking about your time management competencies under pressure or whatever it was.
Yeah, but I had an idea. I've chopped a bit out of working to deadlines to make it sound like I had to get all the stuff for the dairy, Grange Farm and the community shop ready in the same week.
Ah, smart.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm almost sort of happy with the form.
Almost sort of, eh?
It's the PR task I'm stuck on.
I thought you'd redone that.
I have. This is version 4.
And?
I don't know. They say they want innovative.
Yeah?
Well, when does innovative stop being innovative and start being, well, just plain weird? I mean, I woke up in the night with this brilliant idea. At least I thought it was brilliant at the time.
Oh, is that what you were scrabbling around at?
Oh, did that wake you as well? I thought if I put it in my phone and didn't put the light on.
Oh, it's okay. I was only half awake.
Sorry. Anyway, when I looked at it this morning, it just seemed, you know, a bit off the ball.
Oh, Bren. I don't know what to say. Is there anyone else you could ask? Someone who knows about this stuff? I don't know, one of your tutors?
I thought of that, but they're all on holiday, aren't they?
Oh, of course.
And if I put this new idea in, I've got to chuck something else out because of the word count, and I've just got it to read how I want it. Oh.
I think I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, you better add.
I'm sausage making all day. Just give me a call if you want to moan.
I'll try not to.
I mean it. You're doing really well. Keep at it. Mm.
Thanks.
They can't recite this market soon enough for me.
No, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
You have to queue for the car park now.
I know. Start slowing down the minute you leave the Hollerton Road.
Oh, we're certainly not going anywhere now.
At least we can see the gates.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying, love? Nigel's wine. It's ready then?
Yeah, over 2,500 bottles of it. He collected it yesterday.
Great. When's the party?
Oh, Elizabeth didn't say. But Nigel's thrilled to bits. It's all down to that lovely sunny September we had.
I do dimly remember. Before the whiteout that was winter.
Yeah. He said they're sticking with regional wine status for now. It's going to take a few years before they can go for a higher rating.
The grapes have got to mature and get a deeper flavour, haven't they?
Something like that. Oh, and Elizabeth confirmed Lower Loxley for lunch on the 23rd. I've put it in the calendar.
Well, I'm not going to forget, am I?
No, but...
Dad's birthday. It's going to be a difficult enough day for Mum.
Yeah. Oh, we're moving.
Oh, about time.
Oh, there's Eddie. Oh. Hi, Eddie.
Morning, Ruth.
Oh, we didn't get very far. Hey, Eddie, you can't fast track us, mate. Can you give us an upgrade to the VIP area?
Oh, you'll be lucky. Any road the car park's nothing to do with me, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, I suppose you're far too important for car park duties now.
Hey, I have had a bit of a promotion, as a matter of fact.
Already?
To what?
Working in the ring.
Oh, well done.
It's only for today someone's off sick.
Well, it shows they think you're a good handler, though.
Well, I suppose I am quite chuffed. Look, I'll have to go, but I'll have a word with Ernie, see if he can find you a nice, easy space.
Well, it would be appreciated. It's no fun trying to back up a trailer in there. And, after all, don't forget who tipped you off about the job in the first place.
See ya.
Right. See ya.
Right.
Well, good for Eddie, huh?
Yeah. Maybe I've got a new career. Executive search, whatever they call it. It's got to be easier than farming.
Shannon, have you got a computer free?
Several, as you can see.
Thank God, I've had such a nightmare.
What's happened?
I'm doing this job application. I've done the form, but they've given me a task to do, and I'm on my fifth rewrite on my laptop, and suddenly the whole thing just disappears.
What?
It's just that, it's gone. Blank screen. My laptop completely died.
Oh, no.
I did all the unplugging at the mains thing, waited ages, tried switching it on again, nothing.
Oh, Brenda, had you saved it?
Yeah, I've got the previous version on a stick, but I've got to get straight back on a computer and write it up again before I forget what it said.
Well, hang on, hang on. Calm down.
Calm, you don't understand. It's got to be in tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're going to make a right mess of it if you start trying to redo it in this state.
But I'll forget.
No, no, you won't. Look, I know you. I bet you made loads of notes before you typed a thing.
Some.
Well, there you are then. Right, so what's going to happen is I'm going to make you a cup of coffee on me, and then you can start.
Oh, Fallon.
Is that a good idea?
Great idea.
Good. White, no sugar, right?
Please. Sorry to be in such a panic.
No, you're not. It's no wonder.
I called Tom. He said I could go and work on his, but he's trying to process orders and stuff. It's just not fair on him.
There you are.
Thanks. And I don't want to go to Dad's.
Because you'd have Vicky help.
Exactly. I was trying to keep this job quiet because they're bound to have hundreds applying if I don't get it. But I told Roy. I just sort of assumed he'd keep it to himself. He only goes and prints off the job spec and takes it round to Willow Cottage. So now everyone will know.
And this is the Leicester job, right?
You see? When did Vicky tell you?
Sid told me. Sunday night, was it?
Sid?
Well, he heard Tom telling Alice, I think it was. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, great.
Well, Tom was swearing her to secrecy, though, so I'm sure she won't have said anything.
Oh, it doesn't matter if it's the talk of the pub.
Sorry. You know what Sid's like.
Second only to Susan. Oh.
Sorry. Do you want a biscuit with that coffee?
Hmm. I'll tell you one thing. If or when this market does move...
It had better be when.
All right, when it does. The cafe had better go with it. The same people who run it, I mean.
I know. I don't know where they get the cakes, but there's nothing like them.
Mm. And this all-day breakfast.
I can see you're enjoying it.
You can talk. You made that donut disappear.
Yeah, okay. I could take some cakes home for the kids, actually.
If Pip's even there.
Oh, come on, David. You surely didn't think she was going to be all sweetness and light around the place.
Well, she's hardly been at home. She and Jude were draped all over each other in the pub all yesterday evening, according to Tony.
Oh, well, don't you think we should be counting our blessings? Well, lucky she saw sense and told him she couldn't go away.
No.
She could have just stuck to her guns and gone.
With what? She hasn't got the money. And the wonderful Jude, however much he wanted her to go, he hasn't enough to pay for, has he?
No.
Maybe even his super laid-back, wealthy and absurdly generous with it parents draw the line somewhere.
Well, it doesn't matter. She's not going anywhere.
No.
I suppose we're lucky she hasn't moved in with Jude this week.
What?
Well, she could have.
Oh, Ruth, please, I don't even want to begin to think about it.
Okay. Well, Josh deserves a cake anyway. He's been a lot more helpful the past couple of mornings.
No, he said...
And it's nice having some time with him on his own in the parlour. We don't want him really thinking we only care about Pip.
No, of course not.
Though I did make the mistake today of letting him choose the music. N-Dubs and Jay-Z. I think it's Jamie's influence, actually.
Oh, is it? You know what happened last time he came under Jamie's influence?
Yeah, well, we're keeping a better eye on things now, aren't we?
Suppose we are. Is Kathy letting Jamie out now?
Well, he's not gated anymore, but she's keeping a very close eye on him.
Oh, all been treating yourselves, eh?
Hey, best part of the day.
Oh, too right.
We were just saying, Eddie, when the market moves, we're hoping the Kathy people will go with it.
Oh, well, I've got a bit of intelligence on that.
Oh, yeah?
Overheard it ringside. Seems the council have definitely told Rodways to look for another site so they can redevelop here.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's got to be edge of town near the bypass.
For the access.
So, it's actually going to happen.
Are you busy?
Oh, not too busy to see you. How's it gone?
Oh, Tom, do you dare ask?
Oh, come here. Did you manage to remember what you'd written?
Yeah, pretty much. But then I chucked it all out and went back to version 4 anyway.
Brenda!
I told you I might. I just wanted to compare them, see them both written up.
Okay, well, as long as you've done it.
Yeah. I never want to see that form again, but I know I'll have to have one more look before I send it off. I've got to do a covering letter anyway.
Good. Then you can forget all about it.
Yeah. Wait for the rejection.
Bren?
Well, it's hardly a good omen, is it? My laptop blowing up in the middle of it. I thought you might have come down the bull at lunchtime.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I didn't see your text until it was too late. You did say no worries if I couldn't, though.
Yeah, sure. It doesn't matter. It's just a thought.
I was a bit tied up anyway.
It's all right. Fallon did a brilliant job of propping me up.
Good.
I owe her a drink. Maybe I could combine it with the wake for my laptop.
Did you take it into town?
Yeah, I've just been. He looked at it like it was something out of a museum. Said it'd be cheaper to buy a new one.
Ah, I thought so.
Yeah, so did I really, I suppose. So, I'm afraid for now I'm going to have to share yours. Or bite the bullet and work at Willow Cottage. Or start camping out at the Bull.
Well, maybe. Or maybe not.
Tom?
Well, like I said, I didn't think yours would be mendable, so I got you a new one.
Oh! Oh, it's so slim and light. It's gorgeous. This is what you were doing at lunchtime.
I was going to give it to you tonight, but...
Oh, Tom.
And I've got the receipt, so if you don't like it...
Oh, shut up.
Oh, maybe you do.
Yes, I do. I don't just like it. I love it.
Well, that's all right, then.
But I love you more.
Oh, good.
It's so lovely of you, and part of you doesn't even want me to get the job.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Not with it being miles away.
Brenda, I was listening when you said all those things last week, you know. Getting your career started, using your degree.
Yeah?
It's what you want that's important, and you want this job, don't you?
Well, yeah.
And if you get it, you'll need a laptop, won't you?
Yes.
Well, there you are, then. End of.
Oh, Tom.
You realise you're going to have to redo the form again, though.
What?
Well, you're mad if you don't include your computer crashing in the bit about time management under pressure.
Ah!
Or maybe it'd better go under deadlines.
Ah!
Ah, no, Bren, stop it.
It's a sort of cafe bar, if that's all right.
Fine. I'm in your hands, Lillian.
Just along here. So, how was Webster Bridge? Worth the trip?
Oh, definitely.
It's Reclamation Central, isn't it?
No, not quite. But the guy knows his stuff. He's got some nice clean grates and fireplaces I can use, no problem.
Good. And wasn't there something else you wanted?
Blue brick, yeah. He hasn't got enough for me at the moment, but he's getting a load in next week, so I'll put my name on that.
Oh, so you might be up again?
No, I need it for a job in Northampton. He'll send it straight across.
Oh, I see.
But when he found out I sort of specialise in renovations, he did happen to mention he'd been asked to advise on a big house just down the road from him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, we need to cross over here, Paul.
Oh, right. Yeah. So he took me to meet the clients and I had a look at it. Early Victorian. Rather nice.
Sounds it.
So if I get the job, I could be back working round here before too long.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I don't want you to think I'm stalking you.
As if. Well, it sounds like you've had a very good day.
Yeah.
I think these coffees are better be on me, don't you?
Oh, last set of big spenders.
Mum hadn't got any granary left, so I got wholemeal.
You're getting quite good at all this domestic stuff, aren't you?
Thanks. I didn't get a big one because we've only got today and tomorrow breakfast.
Oh, I know.
It's been great, hasn't it?
Oh, fabulous. Is this the longest time we've ever spent together?
I suppose it is. It's usually only a weekend when I come down to Southampton.
And we've got on, haven't we?
Of course we have.
You know what I've liked best?
Amaze me.
Going out with you yesterday and watching you work.
Okay, I am amazed.
I really loved it. You're so good at what you do.
Alice.
You are, Chris. I hope I can find a job I'm as good at and care about as much.
Yeah, well, I've got to get back to work this afternoon, so...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, let's eat. Oh, two bits of bread, I presume.
At least.
There you are. Have that to start.
Thanks.
So, what's the hot gossip at the shop?
Oh, yeah, mega excitement. Mum's seen the new people who are renting Blossom Hill Cottage.
Wow.
Well, she was excited. Oh, and the raffle tickets have gone on sale.
No, not a clue.
An aide of the shop? Mum was going on about it at the weekend.
Oh, right, I must have tuned out for that bit.
Don't blame you.
Did you buy any? Any prizes worth having?
Not really. A meal at the ball? Day's golf?
No thanks.
There's a case of Nigel's wine, though.
Now that's better. Who's for to take back to uni?
Don't think they'll have drawn it by then.
Oh, well, might as well forget it then.
Yeah, and after all the fuss there's been about the talent show prizes.
Oh, what, Jazzy, you mean?
That Mr. Pullen, he's blagging it as well.
How?
He won a meal for two at Grey Gables, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one of him. So he's made them give him two separate meals for one.
Oh, he is excellent. I love that guy.
So anyway, on the raffle, they're making a point of saying prizes only as advertised, not transferable. Who's that going to be?
Oh, it better not be the Franklin to come early.
Oh, Mum. Hello. Well, can I come in?
Yeah, sure. We're just having lunch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was a bit late back.
And he's got to go out again, so...
Oh, no, Christopher, no, please, you carry on.
Okay, thanks.
I can't stay long. I'm off out myself. Well, I must say you've made yourself very much at home.
I told you, I do know how to look after myself and Chris.
Yes, of course you do, darling.
And before you ask, I know we have to be out by 12 tomorrow. It'll all be clean.
Oh, well, thank you. And I can leave it all to you, can I? I mean, milk in the fridge, flowers on the table. You know how I like to do it.
Yes, Mum.
Well, that's good, because I don't want to have to think about it again.
Fine.
Right, so, we'll be seeing you back at home next week, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so, unless I'm at Chris's.
Oh, I see. Well, I can give you a slight reprieve anyway.
A reprieve?
Mm-hmm. The Franklins rang and they won't be here till Sunday, apparently.
Oh, brilliant. What time?
Mid-morning, they said, so you'll have to be up early, but you have got a bit of extra time to yourself.
Oh, fantastic, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, great.
Oh,
right, well, I'll leave you to your lunch, then. Oh. Don't have to come to the door, Alice.
Oh, OK. Thanks, Mum. Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be even better if these Franklins weren't coming at all.
I know.
Yeah.
So the idea is he can keep to his normal work pattern in the day.
But he's got to be in the house from 7 at night till 7 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it seems a bit odd to me, Lillian. I mean, I can see the point of Matt being under a curfew at night if he was a burglar or something.
I know.
But surely with the internet and everything, you're as likely to rip someone off at 10 p.m. as 10 a.m.
This did occur to me, Paul, but it's hardly the sort of thing I was going to mention to the probation service.
No, of course not.
I just want him home.
Yeah, of course you do. Anyway, I'm sure you'll be able to make the most of those long evenings together.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we shall. Now, how's Grace getting on in her new job?
Oh, yeah. She started on Tuesday.
Lillian? Jenny.
Is this your...
My sister, yeah.
Hello. Have we...
This is Paul, Matt's brother.
Oh!
Well, half-brother. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, yes, same here.
Won't you join us?
No, I don't suppose.
Oh, yes, that'll be lovely. Oh, thank you.
Well, you're shopping, aren't you?
Oh, only for a set of new saucepans. Oh, nothing very exciting.
Well, let me get you something to drink. Tea? Coffee?
Oh, yes, I'd love some tea, please. Earl Grey, if they've got it.
Well, I'm sure they will have. Milk or lemon?
Lemon, please.
Right. Anything else for you, Lillian?
No, thanks. I'm fine with this.
Okay. Won't be a minute.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what?
Well, what's going on?
Nothing's going on.
No? You look very cosy together.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. If there was anything going on, do you think I'd be meeting him here in public in Felpersham?
Well, I don't know what to think. This isn't the first time you've met up, is it?
Jenny, this isn't the time or the place.
Lillian.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
Right, you can come round and I'll tell you then.
Well, maybe we should have booked. We'll miss the start of the film.
It's okay, there's people leaving all the time. We could have that table when it's cleared.
Where? Well, yeah. Oh, look.
What?
Over there. Pip and Jude.
All right. She looks a bit miserable.
Yeah, she's hardly touched her pizza. Which is odd, because Mum says the Brookfield kids have got pizza in their DNA.
What?
Oh, it's all Ruth could cook for years. Oh, hey, they found us a table. Great.
Is your pizza okay?
Fine. I'm just not as hungry as I thought I was.
Well, I'll help you out. Got to build up my strength for all that surfing.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I was coming.
Fizz, so do I.
Do you?
Of course. I'll really miss you.
Doesn't sound like you'll have time to, what with everything you've said you want to be doing down there.
I'd rather be doing it with you.
Honestly?
Honestly. But since I can't...
Yeah, I'll stop going on about it.
I'll stop going on about it too.
I'll just have to throw myself into my species count.
Yeah. What is that again?
I take about a dozen sample areas in one of our pastures. Count the individual species in them, which takes forever, obviously.
Oh,
and then
my God. Sorry, I've just remembered I haven't packed the surfing DVDs. Marco, kill me.
Jude.
Sorry. Sorry.
I better go and say hello to Pip and Jude.
Not right now, Alice.
What? Oh, can't they wait till they get home? Oh, glad we don't have to drool all over each other in public.
We might have had to, if we hadn't had the cottage this week.
Well, we should have it next week too, thanks to my cunning plan.
You really think it's going to work?
Why not? If you were the Franklins, you'd go for it, wouldn't you?
So there you are. Now you know.
You've been in touch with Paul all this time, since the funeral. So shoot me. Where's the harm in it?
What do you mean, where's the harm? Does Matt know?
No.
Oh, I thought not. Well, if you hadn't told me, then you...
I can't tell him, can I?
Oh, no, of course you can't. Because he specifically said he wanted nothing to do with Paul. And told you to have nothing to do with him either.
Matt doesn't know him, does he? Now you've met him, you can see he's a perfectly nice guy.
Well, yes, he did seem... very nice.
I'm just trying to keep the door open. In case when Matt comes out, he feels differently.
Oh, Lillian, you know Matt's actually not going to change his mind.
People do.
Matt? Oh, I don't think so.
You never know. Look, it may be a long shot, but it's worth a try.
But if he doesn't, then what? Are you going to drop Paul? And is he going to be happy just to fade away.
Well,
there you are then. You haven't thought this through.
Well, maybe not, but I'm just doing what feels right now.
You're playing a very, very risky game. If Matt finds out you've been seeing Paul behind his back, he's going to be absolutely furious.
Look, I'm only doing it for Matt. It wouldn't hurt him to have some links with his family either.
Oh.
Matt had such a bad experience with his mother, Jenny. But Paul's such a nice person. He's so genuine. It'd do Matt good to meet him.
But he doesn't want to, and you can't make him.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, Lillian, this is crazy.
That's your opinion.
Yes, yes it is. I still don't think you're being totally honest with me. Maybe not honest with yourself either.
Sorry?
Well, are you sure you're only seeing Paul for Matt's sake?
And you promise you'll text me when you get there?
Of course. I keep checking Facebook for photos.
Of you backdooring a wave or whatever it was.
I hope so.
Oh, Jude.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't want to do this.
Don't be sorry. Sweet.
I don't think you realise how much I'm going to miss you. I don't think I did till now.
It's only a week.
I know.
Hey, come on. You want me to have a nice time, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course.
Well, there you are, then.
It's just going to be the longest week of my life.